Oh, look, we were really disappointed, obviously. You know, we got exactly what we thought we'd get with Hawthorn and the way they played, and there was no surprises there. Our inability to be consistent with the ball, with pressure, how we handle it, standing up when it counts, converting when it counts, was a concern.
That first half, you're too eager to try and hit that kick to the goal.
I think so, yeah. I mean, early on, trying to be brave with the ball and trying a few different things with where we want to head as a footy club, got us into trouble. So you're disappointed we didn't recognise that on field at the time, but we saw probably six or seven where trying to force the situation. When you're in a combative game and you're early on when the pressure's right on, it's to try and force those things, get you in a lot of trouble when it turns over. So there was that. But I thought the second and third quarters in particular, I mean, the Hawks just were relentless all day. And we couldn't sustain it. And even when our intent was right, we looked fumbly from our senior players down to our kids. So it was disappointing.
It's the obvious question, what about inability to win here at the G?
Yeah, I get the question. But was it the MCG?
Yeah.
I've got no defence on that. I'm not worried about the ground. I'm more worried about our resolve, our resilience, our intent, sustaining it when we have it, capitalising it. So in terms of how we play the ground, I don't know, I'm not making any excuses for us. I never have about playing here. But I've always said it's about our resilience and our mindset rather than we've got to play this ground differently or our game plan doesn't work here. I don't agree with that.
Can you see from a fan's perspective that point of doesn't make sense?
What's that?
The fact that the inability to win
here at the G? Yeah. You know, we play, what, two games here a year? So, you know, like, this is our last game here, so we don't get to play here again, and, you know, unless we make finals. So we can't go start training on playing at MCG next week in preparation. We've got bigger problems than playing at the MCG at the moment.
6 days into a derby, do you need to make any major changes?
We need to look at it. We need to look at it, see what's coming through, you know, really challenge our players and our coaches. You know, we're in it together. But short turnaround. We may have lost one or two players. Cripps looks like he's a bit of a sore ankle. It's funny though, you know, these breaks that everyone talks about, you don't want consistent 6 day breaks and 5 day breaks. We had a 10 day break going into the game, so how we stand up after 6 days, I'm not too fussed about.
So Cripps looked a bit crappy to us.
I think Shepherd might have got a knock to his knee, but I think he finished the game out.
And she played out the game. Well,
do
you have a concern
with
his shoulder earlier in that?
Not that I know of.
And Mitch, do you think
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see how that goes. I mean, he'll definitely put his hand up to play. It's just how we see him pull up. I think he needs to probably train early in the week. But we need to reflect and review this game first and foremost.
What change did
you make? I'm not sure. I'll have to look at it. I thought McAvoy got better as the game went on, and you know, three or four contested marks in the last quarter. I thought, you know, we lowered our colours with Vardy, but I'm not quite sure how the Darling, McGovern, and we tried something different, and we're looking at trying to be a little bit more flexible and playing two distinct ruckmen has its advantages and disadvantages. So yeah, we tried something today. I have to really reflect and review on it. I don't think it was the reason why we got pantsed.
So have you got a leaning towards either way with the ruckmen going in against
Sandler? I'll have to have, North played one ruck on the weekend when they could have played two, possibly, so we'll have to look at that. But, yeah, like I said, I need to digest it all and have a good look at the tape. Well, they had their first win on the weekend, which was good for everyone involved. You know, we've got some players there, you know, McKenzie and Jeddah and Hutchings are all playing there at the moment, so there's one or two others that are coming through as well. Names escape me at the moment, but we'll look at it and see what their form's like.
What upset you most about individuals? Just across the board?
Look, look, there's not many surprises when you scout teams, and I think Hawthorn delivered exactly what we thought they'd deliver, and our ability to handle that was disappointing. And, you know, it might have looked like we rolled over. I went down on the bench in the second half, and it just looked like the intent was there. We just couldn't handle it. You know, and when we did get the ball, we panicked a little bit, and the pressure got to us. And that's disappointing to say that, because the week before, I thought we applied a lot of good pressure. So, yeah, there's things we need to work on.
What was the idea about going down to the bench?
I just want to see how the players respond to adversity. You know, we're still not where we want to be in that area. And challenged away. You know, all interstate games are tough. We have one every second week. Anyone who comes over us and are down by 30 points at half time, we find it really difficult to come back. So I was just looking to see how the players responded. And look, there were periods there in the third I thought, you know, we held up really well, but just couldn't convert. And in the end, you know, they broke us in the end. So, you know, I was just seeing how the players responded to that and trying to, you know, see what they did.
You spent a lot of time at Hawthorn. You would have seen headline after headline this week about what happened. Do you sort of feel like this is going to be a long hard nip? Is going to be everything in this game? Did you, the players, no?
I think you prepare and you get yourself right. You know, you get your own intent right and how you want to handle the game. I think, you know, it's been overblown, the Hawthorn talk. I said it before the game, there was five or six All Australians in the front half who were all under 30. So it's not like they've passed it. And I thought their front half was exceptional with their pressure and ability to keep the ball in their front half. And crumbing was really good for them as well. And the way they just got it in there and kept it in there, we didn't handle that well.
What about that third quarter? You went inside 50 a lot, but just couldn't penetrate, couldn't convert. Was that there
that time?
Like it's really holding up or something?
A little bit of both, yeah. You know, we're still looking for many crumbing forwards as we can, you know, making a contest. That's when I thought we really challenged and the resilience was there, but we just didn't get reward. So, you know, look, it's not all doom and gloom. We've got some, no doubt, some work to do, and you know, there'll be some consistent feedback. I would have thought throughout the week, we've got to block all that out and get on with the season, because it's a long season. We're 3-2. We've got the derby this week, so it's going to be game on.
Do you expect it to be pretty intense, like a normal derby with
like 3-0? What do you reckon? I think.
Is your ball line hungry enough? To chase them when they don't have the ball?
Oh, look, I think one of our hallmarks to our front half is we're pretty good at putting pressure on when the ball hits the deck. What happens sometimes for us is we're not winning the contest and we have to empty out one of our forwards and it's a 5v6. And Hawthorn recognised that really well tonight and they used the ball a little bit differently. So quite often when you see our forwards struggling to put pressure on, they're always fighting one or two down. And we don't want to do that, but sometimes we have to.
Yeah,
you're spot on. It's not, it's disappointing. I'm not happy about it, but we've got to respond. You know, we've got to see what our boys have got. You know, we're a pretty mature side. Even without Drew and Sam in our group, so we expect more. We expect more as a club. I'm sure the fans and supporters are just as disappointed as we are. But they're hurting at the moment, no doubt about that.